Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Greatest show on turf, the man that was the leader. He's a super friend of the show. He's Mike Martz. He's going to join us in about 13 minutes. Daryl Ryder was in the house. Mary Kay Cabot was in the house as well. You can listen to both of those interviews on the Odyssey app. If you get a chance, you want to go back and listen to Radio Rewind. It's all there for you as well. So, Jeff, just as we go back and just kind of digress through the Mary Kay and Daryl Ryder interviews here, I think the one key that stands out between the two was Mary Kay Cabot saying she thought Andrew Berry's back next year without hesitation.
She did. And I think that goes – I think it's a weird spot, Andy, because – I do think what have you done for me lately comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because this last draft has been really good. I don't think the other drafts have been real good. And especially on the offensive side of the ball. Well, okay, that means you've dumped a rookie class on your head coach that we think is pretty good. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But not a whole lot from the last 5 years. And I know they traded picks away in the Deshaun deal. I know. So the coach is going to pay the price for all that if that happens? And maybe it will. You know, maybe it won't. I don't know. But Daryl sitting here with us saying, you know, maybe there's a split here and they're not on the same page completely. And I could see the coach taking the hit and the GM not. I mean, honestly, how do you fire Andrew Berry after the draft class he just had?
I don't think you can. The only question I have is kind of okay. Paul DePodesta's out, and maybe I'm just making a bigger deal out of it. Why didn't he say anything after he traded Flacco? I'm befuddled. I'm sitting here for months. That's the second time I've been befuddled today. I'm sitting here trying to figure it out, and I just
all right. Can
like, I? What? Why not? Right, why just hop right out there and just talk?
Let me give you some reasons.
Okay, why?
I'll just throw out some things. I'm not saying this is it because I don't know. Hey, we're trading a 40-year-old quarterback we brought in for an insurance policy. Is that press conference worthy?
Why'd you bring him back in the first place then?
Because we thought he'd be our backup or third-string quarterback.
But you do realize that he is a guy, and I'm talking to you like you're him, you do realize you brought back a fan favorite that a lot of people didn't want to leave last year, despite what he did in Indianapolis. No one cares about that. They wanted more when he was here, and they would have liked to have seen him the next season as well.
Well, we didn't bring him in to be the starter.
Okay, well, that's great. At least you answered the question. He never. There's no, why'd you trade him? Why is it so hard to say? Hey, look, we really wanted to get to, we want to take a good look at our young quarterbacks.
By not having to do a press conference, or not doing one, he didn't say, hey, we're going with young guys this year, and we're going to see what we have because we have two first-round picks next year, and we're going to figure out if we need the draft quarterback.
He didn't have to say that. All he had to do was come out and say, we wanted to see what we have with the two quarterbacks.
You told me to be the guy. I was being the guy.
Well, I'm telling you.
Now you're telling me you don't like what I say?
Well, now you're the guy, and at least I have an answer. There's no reason that idiots like us should be sitting here speculating why they did stuff when you could have a real answer. That's the problem is that when you don't talk about the situation that's going on, then everyone leads to speculation and everyone comes up with their answer and they believe it's the gospel. When the gospel can only truly come from the general manager in that situation. You save yourself a ton of headache. A ton.
Ton of headache. By speaking?
Yes.
Why does he have a headache? Because you wanted to hear from him.
It's not me. It's everyone else that's going to put words in his mouth. When you have
you mean
the opportunity.
Like I just did?
Yes.
Because you asked me to?
Yes.
He doesn't care. Nor should he.
True, you think?
He doesn't care what I think. He doesn't care what you think. He shouldn't care what the fans think. You know why? The minute you care what the fans think, you become a fan. You're sitting with them.
Yeah, I don't. He doesn't have to care.
He has a job to do.
But what you can do is control the narrative. He passed on the issue of
controlling the narrative. All he cares about is building the football team. I understand your thought, and I agree with your thought. By the way, I agree with your thought.
Okay, well, you're pacifying.
But I'm just telling you, I'm playing devil's advocate here and telling you why he didn't feel a need to talk. Man, I traded a 40-year-old quarterback who we thought so highly of. We didn't bring him back the year he was pretty good.
It's your reputation on the line. That's all.
What reputation?
Your reputation as
a general
manager.
Because you traded him?
All he had to do was come out and say we let him go because we wanted to see what our young guys were. Boom, end of story. There's no drama.
Andy,
like, they let drama play out all the time.
I couldn't agree with you more, but you've asked me to play devil's advocate here.
I'm done. I don't like you as devil's advocate.
I agree with you.
El Diablo Phelps.
You know what? Here's the thing. When general managers make themselves available, when they become available, it's not a big deal. And that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Chris Antonetti does something. The Guardians do something. What happens? Chris, statement here. You need a press conference? Good, done. Here.
You need an interview? Come on over. Let's talk.
Come on, let's do it. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You know why? Because it's just like, okay, done. You control the narrative. As you just said, you put all the drama to rest.
But the storyline is over.
Except for one thing. I think the Guardians do it the right way.
I totally agree.
However, it's not the only way. And if you don't mind the drama and you don't mind what people are saying and you don't mind Doof sitting around asking, well, why didn't he talk? Then what difference does it make?
In some way, drama might be good for business, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I mean, who's talking about a 3-win team right now?
Us.
Who's talking nationwide? And
a lot of people are talking about the Browns.
I think it was Jody Mack over the weekend.
A lot of people.
I heard Jody Mack as I was driving around listening to Odyssey National
and
over
on
the weekend.
Show. I like Jody.
But even Jody's like Jody. I think he said at one point, normally I wouldn't talk about a 3-win team, but the Browns are so intriguing.
And see.
3 wins, but Shador Sanders has the attention of the nation.
Boy, don't you know the Colts wish they had Joe Flacco right now? I mean, they're bringing in 44-year-old Phillip Rivers.
They're a mess.
For a workout.
And they've put all their future picks up in the air, right?
Up in the air?
Well, I'm just saying, with
I think you've been traded to the Jets.
Yeah, yeah,
for Sauce.
Yeah. Thank you for interpreting.
Who's hurt, by the way?
Yes. I'm so glad you speak Baskinese. Thank you.
That's what we're here for, man.
You're a good man.
That's what we're here for.
Mike Martz next, Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.